In 2005, she was one of 68 women elected to Afghanistan's 249-seat National Assembly, at age 27, the youngest member of the Afghan parliament. In 2010, she appeared on Time magazine's list of the 100 most influential people in the world. Malala Joya first gained international attention when she spoke out against the warlords of Afghanistan. She has survived 6 assassination attempts and brings her message of hope, encouragement, and empowerment to American women in a series of speaking engagements beginning Thursday evening at 7 at CUNY Graduate Center in New York City.
Together, we are trying to bring positive changes here. Last year, these terrorists attacked my office in Faro province in the west part of Afghanistan, where 2 of my bodyguards brutally has been injured. And still, I am receiving death threats from these terrorists, especially with bad words, as I am a woman and they are misogynist. And this 12 years imposed on Afghan people, this photocopy of the Taliban, these warlords with mask of democracy, with suit and ties. And still, they have support of the U.S. and NATO in my country.
Joya says young women of every nation hold the keys to power.
For peace, justice, democracy, human rights, these values. We live in the century of 21st. We have access to internet, golden tools that you have, especially in countries like U.S. and other Western and European countries that here they have easily access to internet. They have golden tools like Twitter, Facebook, etc. They can do a big campaign, wonderful campaign for these good causes against the war, against the wrong policies, politicians of their government, to break the silence.
Joining Joya on the panel is former UAlbany student organizer and social justice advocate Sharman Hussein, a member of the Ad Hoc Committee Against the Militarization of CUNY.
To be on a panel with her is an absolute honor. We are going to be talking about what work within the anti-militarization campaigns in New York City have been going on, specifically the recent rise of Reserve Officer Training Corps coming into public City College of New York institutions, specifically the ROTC that has been asked to come into City College, York College, and Medgar Evers, which are some of the most heavily populated people of color, low-income working-class students.
Hussein has led recent demonstrations protesting the presence of David Petraeus' seminar series at CUNY.
Within that conversation, a lot of activists and anti-war communities have come out in condemning Petraeus and the CUNY Board of Trustees for hiring Petraeus, as well as agreeing for the militarization of CUNY by bringing in ROTC.
Hussein sees the CUNY campus as a centerpiece of the working class struggle, as well as a staging ground for transforming ideas into action.
I think women that are confronting this paradigm now where many different oppressions are in our experience, right? Whether it be racism, sexism, or classism, and the overwhelming ableism within our communities. These are all issues that women are now not only facing head on, but continuously organizing towards. As far as being a woman that's in the movement, I think that we face multitudes of struggle that we have to battle, you know, whether it be our comrades that might be sexist and classist and racist sometimes. We have a lot of undoing to do, and we have a lot of decolonizing to do.
Malala Joya is planning to make stops in New York and Massachusetts. Her tour itinerary can be found at wamc.org. Destinations include campuses, bookstores, and churches in Boston, Amherst, Troy, and Albany. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.